This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. Art Includes 2019 is a festival that aims to use arts and culture to highlight differently abled people, as well as to give them a platform to demonstrate their capabilities. The festival is currently on until the 29th of September at Ruang at Think City and includes a whole host of exhibitions, performances and talks. So joining me today is the festival's founder, Stevens Chan, and we have two of the personalities being featured as well. We have Art Jamila, who is an artist. We do have two of the, the speakers who will be at the festival as well. We have Art Jamila, who is an artist.
Hello.
Thanks for joining the show.
Hi.
And we have her mom, Hashima, who will be explaining some of her experiences and what we'll be seeing of her at the festival. And we have Rosella, who is a singer.
Hi.
Hi, Rosella. So maybe we can start with, what is Art Includes 2019?
It's a art festival.
As is clear from the title.
Well, this time around, it's an inaugural festival as far as our organization is concerned. Just bringing together friends in this space, all the differently enabled friends, whether it's in Malaysia, all across the border, Singapore, and also coming from Taiwan, Nepal, and as well as the States. So we just wanted to have this festival as a showcase to feature this group of wonderful, inspiring artists. We just want to have that space there to tell Malaysians in particular that they are people like them who is so inspiring in their works. And on top of that, of course, our main objective is hopefully through this festival, we'll be able to ignite and spark the interest of our young, differently enabled friends, be it the children or the youths, to don't give yourself an excuse to say just because you are different, you can't. Actually, you can. As proven by these wonderful friends here, like Art Jamila and Rosella here, you know, you can do it. Yeah.
So other than Art Jamila and Rosella Stevens, who are some of the other personalities and speakers that the festival will include?
Okay, we have, of course, the U.S., coming from U.S., the first Blind Master Chef winner, Chef Christine Ha. We have another blind dancer. She's a professional dancer, traditional Indian dancer from Nepal. Her name is Srishti. And there's a cafe barista, the first professionally certified visually impaired barista from Taiwan. And quite close to being deaf, hearing impaired classical pianist, Dr. Azariah Tan. He's from Singapore. And then we have Rosella here, Jamila here. We have also Ka Jamalia, who's also a blind photographer. And of course, our dear Patrick Teo.
Yeah. And how did the idea for this festival come about? And how did yourselves, Rosella and Jamila, get involved in being part of this festival?
Interesting enough, it's because I'm an extremely busy body, an irritating one as well. So what happened was 3 years ago, I was invited by an organization in Singapore to attend an art and disability conference. I don't like the title, but I went anyway. So I was very inspired to see the gathering of so many different enabled artists. So I came back. And I started, becoming my usual self, nosy, busybody, finding out what's happening among the talents we have here in Malaysia. Everybody seems to be doing their stuff. Like the autistic group would do their one, the deaf group would do their part, the visually impaired would do their part, but nobody was gathering everybody together into one space. And so it took me about 2 years. Finally, I just say, let's just do it. It so happens this year is also our 10th anniversary of our social work. So, yeah, let's gather. And by God's divine appointment, I guess, many of them just say yes. And some, like Rosina.
Because you were forced to by Stevens. Sometimes you need someone to force you, right?
Yeah. So I sort of like, through Uncle Google and through friends, just found these amazing people. So I just, sort of gang up everybody together and just do something, yeah.
And Jamila and Hashima, what was your reaction or response when Stevens contacted you and asked whether Jamila would be a part of the festival?
Well, actually, we were very honoured to be invited because Jamila is still young and new in the arts.
She's, how old is she?
17.
Oh. Yeah. And did you immediately say yes?
Yes. Of course, actually, Stephen and his wife came over to our gallery and we had a discussion there. Yeah, and I straight away say, of course, we would love to join it because he gathered all the talented people from all over the world. It's the first and only, I think, that that I encountered of.
And what about you, Rosella? What was your response?
Because I run a social awareness platform that also highlights stories of people from the differently abled community called True Complexion. And last year we did a festival as well. And I thought, this year I'm a little bit tired. You know, it's a lot of work. And Stephen asked me to like come on board and jump in. So I said, yeah, sure. Instead of, you know, running my own separate thing, like Stephen says, like, why don't we just combine forces and make one big party and do one big festival.
So why use the arts to highlight the differently abled community?
What better way? What better way? Because the arts, I've always believed that learning, education, it's not about physics, not about chemistry whatsoever. It's always about art and music. I think that brings out that creativity we all as humans have. And it doesn't matter what you are, your color, your religion, your age, and the abilities you have. So I thought, art is a beautiful thing. You know, why use arts, you know, rather than, I could have just done, we've done that before, just dinner, you know, Malaysians all eat. But I don't think that is just one part of the art, but there's so many other parts of the arts.
Rosella, you're a singer yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the role of the arts when it comes to highlighting, you know, communities like the differently abled or people who don't get heard very often?
I think one thing that, I wanted to jump in and mention just now as well when Stephen's answered. I've worked with the differently abled community for the past 4 years, and one of the biggest problems that they have is that a lot of them can't find regular jobs. So they end up working from home, and what's the easiest thing that they can do? They become artists. They paint, they play an instrument, they do all sorts of things, pick up a camera. And I guess because art is so non-judgmental, it's something that it's so easy for them to gravitate towards, and a lot of them are so talented and they just don't have the opportunity to showcase their work. So this is like a great platform for them to do that, to bring more awareness to Malaysian that we have this kind of community, these kind of artists out there.
Mm. And Hashima, how about for Jamila in terms of the role of art in not just what it does for her, but also what it can show to the rest of us?
Okay, since Jamila is autistic, she is like an icon to the autism community, that even though she's autistic, she can achieve something and also contribute to the nation. Like recently now, her painting was installed at the sculpture of Putrajaya for the Merdeka celebration. Yeah, so she do play a part. And most important, the message that she gave in her painting is about perpaduan bangsa.
So what will your sessions at the festival be about for each of you?
Okay, for Jamila, she will display her work mostly on pollution, sea pollution, and also green cities, and on the Perpaduan Bangsa. That's her, the three forte for her.
And Rosella, what will we be seeing from you?
I'll be performing at the Concert in the Dark, which is a really new experience for me, which I'm excited about. And I'll also be speaking more about the work that I do in the community and how you can actually turn it into a viable business. Yeah,
I'm glad you mentioned the Concert in the Dark, because there's actually a whole host of really interesting activities that has that's a part of this festival. There's other than talks and a marketplace and workshops, there's also the Dialogue in the Dark, there's Concert in the Dark, there's sensory theatre. Can you explain, Stevens, what are some of these events and what else we'll be seeing?
Well, I often do things a lot in the dark. So I thought this time as well, not just the dark, but to bring out the other activities. So we have this, of course, the fine dining in the dark and concert in the dark that Rosella just mentioned. It's a gathering of three professional artists from Singapore and from Malaysia performing in one dark space. So bringing out music and performing to a different level. Then we have that, of course, fine dining in the dark. Christine is curating the menu. She's too tired to cook for so many people, so she's curating the menu. And that event is more of a fundraising activity for us, which we are getting corporates to just come. And then we have, of course, that day we will be doing a street party, a street fiesta. This is where we gather not only the able but also the differently enabled artists coming together just to sing, dance, and take photos. It's a whole day event because we are collaborating with Bandaraya as well. So it's from 10 in the morning right until 10 at night. So we are hoping everybody will just come down and be, let's party together. Sensory theatre, this is a very special program, actually. It's in collaboration with our partner from Singapore, Causeway Exchange. So we're bringing together a theatre workshop that will be facilitated and moderated by a team of autistic as well as able facilitators from Singapore. And here they will be sharing that performance and also that workshop with the parents and also the children with autistic. So we are working with two schools currently, and we'll be opening up another two more sessions to friends to just come with their kids to enjoy themselves throughout that 3-hour session. So because it's we can only host up to only 15 participants per show, so that's why we have to do 4 altogether. And of course, there's the exhibition where works from Ajamila will be there, plus the other artists that we have invited. And where am I now? So many activities going on. So,
yes, I know. For a 6-day festival, it sounds like a lot of things are happening.
So after that,
that will be a very interesting event, because actually, Stephen is letting us to. He is sharing what it is like to be in the dark. I really look forward to that.
So I'm curious to know from each of you, what role the arts have played in terms of helping you overcome your personal challenges. Maybe we can start with Rosella and then go around.
For me, I don't have a disability per se, but I have a birthmark on my face, and that really caused me a lot of emotional scarring, a lot of trauma growing up. And I think songwriting to me was a way for me to just let out all that pent up emotion inside. Like, it was a release that I could that I had. And I think it is a tool for art is a tool often for a lot of people to just work through their emotions and channel it in a positive way.
Okay, for Jamila, ever since she do art, she became more organized. She can plan her work. She's more attentive and can focus for a long time. because the general situation of an autistic, they lost focus. They cannot give a focus towards a task for a long time. But because of art, Jamila can do that.
Would Jamila like to just tell us why she likes art?
I love drawing. Actually, in my motion, with drawing.
She actually communicate through her drawings when she was young because she didn't have any verbal communication at that time.
And Stevens, what about you? How have the arts been instrumental to you?
I'm not an artist.
I don't think you need to be an artist to be inspired by the arts, right?
I guess my gift is in the art of irritating, especially rich friends, to do their part, you know, to, come on, man, you know, art is life itself, you know, and you have this wonderful talents all around. You know, whether it's able or differently enabled, it's so pure. You know, I haven't seen that Jamila's painting, but my wife did express that to me. And for me, that shows a purity, that shows a creativity. So my role then is just to gather all of them into one space and just shout as much as I can. So that's why for me, art is, yeah.
The art of shouting.
Yes, art of shouting.
So the festival itself is a fundraiser as well.
Yes, yes.
And what cause is that going towards?
Well, the cause is actually to scale and expand our existing academy to include the music and the arts as well. So we have, like, for example, Chef Ha is coming. So she's helping us to launch the School of Cooking, which is actually to teach our, not just the visually impaired friends, but also the others, hearing, autistic, or even the physically challenged. Who knows? The next MasterChef is going to come from Malaysia. Mm. You never know. And but we have a cafe, the barista, like we are working with Jia Zhen from Taiwan, the visually impaired cafe barista, also to start this barista school there. And of course, with Sristi, a dance and music school. And of course, Iriti, Rosilla, and Kat Jamila here to, I mean, Kat Noor here to help with the arts as well, you know, when the school is set up.
This is the Include Academy.
Yes.
Yeah. So the festival actually, to me anyway, seems to have two purposes. One is to highlight differently abled people. And secondly, also to create a space where differently abled and the rest of us can interact and mingle.
Yes.
Why is this important?
Well, to me, it's always been about empathy. Yeah, it's a big word. Do we really understand how it works? So for me, that space of gathering everybody together, and arts can draw a lot of people together. So for me, it's important that they see a different perspective of these people. And to them, I mean, I've been doing Dialogue in the Dark for so many years now. I've seen a lot of transformation among my team members because they never have that opportunity to interact with the other society members, except for maybe their friends or family members. So for them, that platform, so much of transformation. And I thought, what else can I do inside the dark? So I just have to do something out of the dark. And I thought art is that medium that can bring everybody together. I mean, you don't need to learn how to speak, for example, English to appreciate art, right? Yeah.
Rosella, would you like to jump in about this idea of creating a platform where different kinds of people can interact?
I think it's also important because a lot of people from the community itself, they don't get a chance to go out to a lot of events because the spaces are not friendly or it's not sensory friendly. Physically, you know, wheelchairs can't, it's not accessible. So I think events like this is very important, not just for like Stephen to create an event that is catered specifically to this community, but also more event organizers to come out and make their spaces and their event more friendly because this community, what they want is I think the number one thing that they want is normalcy. And that includes going out, having fun, joining events, and they don't always get that opportunity. So I think that's why it's really important to have this kind of safe space where they feel like they can go there without any challenge, and they can also just enjoy themselves without any judgment.
Mm-hmm. Hashima, anything to add?
Well, it is a very good move because having all the different types of disability will have a very good interaction, especially for my daughter Jamila, for her to see the different kind of people and expose her to the reality.
So when it comes to creating a more inclusive world, how can the non-disabled people be effective partners? What are some of the biggest challenges that we face when we try and create this inclusive environment?
I always love what Christine Ha says. We are all temporarily abled. I think it's about acceptance. Accept that the fact that we are all different in our own way. Yeah. Mm. Whether in terms of physical, mental, emotional, and even the color of our skin, sometimes, you know, so different. And if we can just accept the difference, then I think, yeah, this would be a better place for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's the same thing as well. Trying to just come down to a level where you can speak to a person and not see them for what they look like on the outside, you know, what ability or disability they have. Understanding that, you know, after speaking to a person for 5 minutes, all of that goes away, right? You're focused on who that person is, what they bring, what their thoughts are, their values. And that's the most important thing, because at the end of the day, you know, we're all human beings. We come in different forms, and that really shouldn't matter.
What are each of you looking forward to the most at the festival?
Well, we would like to see the art of togetherness. You know, in Malaysia, we have different ethnic, different race living together, right, in one country. So that will be an extension to having inclusivity. It's not just different races, but different ability together. So I would say it's like this is the art of togetherness.
What about you, Stevens? What are you looking forward to the most?
30th September.
When the festival is done.
So I can sleep and sleep. That's all. But yeah, just to add on to what Kartno was saying, is actually building that inclusive space where everybody can just come and let's have fun together.
I think for me, I'm nervous but very excited about the performance part, the concert in the dark, because I think it's going to be a challenge learning how to play instruments in the dark. But I think it will be a very, very interesting experience, especially for people who are sighted. Yeah, because it's going to be in complete darkness, and yeah, you're kind of experiencing what a different community goes through.
So this is the inaugural event, as you said earlier, Stevens. Are we going to see it happen again next year and in the future?
Yes, if I'm still alive, or someone like maybe Rosella will take over. But yes, we will do what we can to make sure it's an annual festival.
Thank you so much, everyone, for joining me today, and good luck with the festival.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I've been speaking to the founder of the Arts Include 2019 Festival, Stevens Chan, as well as artist Art Jamila, her mother Noor Hashima Noordin, and singer Rosella. You can see them, as well as a whole lot of other exhibitions, performances and talks at the Art Includes Festival, which is happening until the 29th of September at Ruang at Think City. For more information, visit art.includes.my. If you've missed any part of this interview or any previous Friend Row segments, you can download the podcasts on bfm.my, on our BFM app or on Spotify. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.